Monday, January 8th, 2007.
Yeah.
Tanu Rabbanan.
It's about 15 lines from the bottom. And for starters, it's we got to get the cheshbon here. It's a lot of shaykh v'tayi the Gemara, and let's try to just get through it as quickly and painlessly as possible, and let's get to the svaras. Okay, but there is just a break. Some Gemaras are like that. Okay, it's not too bad though. Just follow the steps. Tanu Rabbanan. Yisrael mal es oved kachavim l'shem ger. Okay, so a Jew could do milah to a guy for the purposes of gerus. La'afuke l'shemurana dela. But he can't do it l'shem, it's like a medical thing. Okay, Rashi explains. It's a talash yishavar laso dela. Da'aso aposto v'chinam da'amen l'omayim v'lomaridim. So basically, he can't, a Jew cannot do medical procedures for a guy for free. And as such, I don't know. Los Sechone, maybe you can't like do favors for them. I don't know. It's a different thing.
Loman,
if they're in a pit, like you don't kill them. You can't throw them into a pit, but if they're in a pit, you don't pull them out.
I see.
You know what I mean? So you can't save them, like for free. Okay.
That's an
Ovid Chav. So the saying is you can't do it. That's what it's saying is you can't do this because there was a kind of like Morona, I guess, some sort of infection. That I guess people have on their foreskin, and sometimes there's a kind of a procedure which you circumcise for medical. I guess modern day thing would be for medical, you know, nowadays medically it's circumcised, you know, yeah. So that's that type of a thing. So you can't do it to a guy for free. Okay, I don't think doctors have that issue nowadays. I don't think they do these things for free anyways, you know. But you can't do it for free, fine. The Ovikachab Moyamalas Yisrael. And a guy cannot, this is the real issue, could a guy do it for a Jew? So a guy can't do Mila for a Jew. What's the place? Because they're choshed that they're going to kill the Jew. Okay, so you can't let a Jew basically go under the knife to the guy, because they're worried, at least for Mila, because you're worried that he's gonna kill him.
Does that mean that he'll mess up the procedure and that will kill him, or he'll actually, like, separately kill him?
I think he'll actually kill him. Well, actually,
the general idea, right?
The very mayor. In general, you can't do certain. I think it's the thing, you can't get a haircut by a guy, you can't do bloodletting. I mean, there's certain things that you have to be, be careful about. Okay? So, no, he's the chomim argue through mayor. They say, what do you mean? If there's someone watching the Mila, I guess another Jew, so then it's fine. Then it's fine because the Jew will make sure that he doesn't kill him. Right? I mean, I guess the guy who's being mild, it's hard for him to protect himself. But the other Jew who's watching will protect it. So there's, as long as it's not in private, it's fine. It's fine. You can do it. Rav Meir, Omer Afila Chirmom Demalka Bonami. Hello. Rav Meir, it sounds like an argument. How could they argue? Rav Meir says, no. Even if there are other people watching, he still can't do it. The Zimnin Dematzli Le Sakina Umashri Le Kroz Shavcha. He'll tilt the knife, and he'll end up cutting his aver instead of, he'll cut further than he's supposed to cut, and he'll make him kruz shafcha. Rashi says, kruz shafcha is, basically he'll cut to a point where you can't, he'll no longer be able to have kids. Mishnah so min hagid min ha'tara l'mayla, l'tzara guf, v'shevein amol.
It's basically similar thing to shvichos damim.
It's similar, I guess it's similar. Well, it's not actually going to kill him,
right,
but you're going to cut a part of his aver that he's not going to be able to have kids,
exactly.
And therefore you have to be choshev for that. Apparently, even someone watching, how are you going to stop that from happening? It's for him to kill him, he's going to have to actually somehow take a knife and really like put it to his throat or something. But in Mila, you could just slip of the knife is going to end up causing him to be a choshev. He's not going to be able to have kids, and therefore Rav Meir says you can't even. Even if a Jew is watching, you can't let a guy do Mila on a Jew because you're worried about that problem. Apparently,
right.
The Chachamim are not worried about that problem.
But Chachamim, as far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, he agrees that would
yes.
help for that.
Yes, he agrees. Shulchan Aruch, right? The Machlokas is definitely in private. You can't let him do it because Shulchan Aruch. The question is, if someone's watching, could you let him do it? Are you worried? Are you only worried about killing him, or are you even worried about him slipping the knife and causing him to be a kosher shavcha?
Right.
Okay. So that's that. So did anyone have any svaras to that, by the way? In passing. Well, it sounds like a funny machlokas, right?
Yeah.
Funny machlokas, that part. I mean, that's not essentially what I want to do here, you know, but in passing, if we have a quick, maybe just to throw something out here.
Yeah, maybe he's not worried about that at all.
Yeah, it's funny he's not worried about it. Apparently, Rav Meir.
Sounds like a practical.
The Chum aren't worried. The Chum just aren't worried. Apparently, they're not worried.
Yes.
Right? It's a funny thing. Like, how worried are you? It sounds like a funny machlokas. You know, how worried are you?
How do you approach machlokas like that? It's just.
Are you worried or are you not worried?
Right, that's the problem. Are you worried or not worried?
What kind of...
I'd say the question is... it's just weird whether or not that should stop you. I mean, like, let's say it's possible. If you were to do that, does that mean that you're allowed now putter from Mila?
Well, it's not saying you're putter from Mila, just have a Jew do it.
Well, no, like, the kiss of the ear or whatever.
No, but I mean, I don't think it's saying is look, if you're worried, I don't think someone's going to say that you're allowed, that you're mechuyev to do Mila if doing Mila is going to demand that you're going to end up becoming,
I don't know the laws of Mila. I mean,
It doesn't mean that you're worried. You're definitely going to do it, but you're mechuyev to do Mila. So wait till a Jew comes around town. I mean, it happens to be on a thing, but wait till, you know, I mean, I don't think they're saying is that you're mechuyev to become, Kurosh Shavcha in order to get Mila. I don't think that's what they're saying. I mean, I think it's that today's not worried, but the problem is, yeah, you're worried, you're not worried. It sounds like a factual thing. So how do you, how do you approach that kind of machlokas? Where do you go from there? Okay, worried, not worried. So how do you approach it? What's a good way to approach it? Just for starters, what do we have to do here?
I mean, they're formulating an answer here.
Yes, good.
So, I mean, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is not necessarily choshev that something will occur, but you then say that translates into an iser to have Mila done by the
guy. Right. Agreed. That's a good first step. The thing is that you have to notice here, it's not just worried, not worried. I mean, these aren't just the machlokas about worries. The machlokas is about there's an iser. Apparently, for instance, in private, it's usur for you to get Mila from a guy. You're not allowed to do it. Can't happen. Because you're worried that he's going to kill you. But that's the halacha. That's a halacha. You're not allowed to have a guy do Mila. Now the question is, that being a halacha, caused by a worry, but being a halacha, the question is, so what's the halacha? Where is there a room for a halacha? You can't just make a halacha, you're not allowed. Not allowed is an halacha. What's the address? Wherein does the halacha lie? What's it based upon? What are you in violation of if you have a guy do mila to you in private? Besides for just saying that halacha. I mean, when the chacham or whoever are making this thing, where does that halachically fit into the system?
Parenthetically, this idea of Isser would not mean you weren't yotzei your meal, it just means you violated an Isser.
Correct, I don't think so, yeah. And once you have a halachic address where this halacha lies, now the question could be, is it going to extend to the realm of Kros Shafa, to that case, you know what I mean? But you have to have a framework in which to interpret this halachically. You have to shift it from being worried to being a halachic Isser. I mean, that's, I think, the shift. And the question is, what is the halachic address for this worry? And then we could talk further about it, you know what I mean? So any ideas? What's the halachic, what would be wrong halachically?
Shmiras
nefesh. Good. So it seems that if you would be like this, halacha, shmartim od nefesh seichem, that you have to guard your lives. That's halacha. So a lot of things, takanos or whatever, are based upon that. A lot of halachas, like giluy, mayim giluyim is the whole thing, like uncovered water with the snakes they used to have, or mayim achronim. I mean, there's all kinds of halachas based upon that. There's a halachic institution of guarding your life. So it would seem that what it's saying is mila, going privately to a goy shmoel, is an isser of shmaras nefesh seichem. So you're violating shmaras nefesh. And you can't put your, even though, because of the fact that he might, it doesn't mean every guy is a killer, it doesn't mean every guy is going to kill, but apparently the chashash is likely enough, that to do that would be you can't say I'm a shomer of my nefesh if I go to a guy Ishmael, and I put myself under the knife by a guy who we know is the motive to kill me, and in a second he could just kill me. That's an isser in Ishmael's nefesh. Okay, good? Mm-hmm. Now what's the question about now let's get to Machlokas, right? What's the question about doing it by Moha with someone watching, by Kris Shavcha?
Do you say that since it's not going to actually harm you, it just harm your ability to have kids, that's Halacha
Right. It seems good. It seems like that's the direction. I mean, maybe you go further, but the direction is do you say that the institution of Shemata Nafshah Seichem, for instance, like, I don't know if it's saying you're not allowed to, for instance, if you're going to a guy to remove a splinter in your finger or something, you know, or so, I don't know, some sort of other procedure, and people are watching, but still, he may slip the knife and cut off your finger, right, or something to that effect. He may do that, but it doesn't seem like there's an Isser like that. I mean, the Isser is Shmad Lev Seichem is like your nefesh. It's like if a guy may end up cutting your finger, it's true, you're not supposed to let guy cut your fingers off, but I don't think there's an Isser to have him remove something from your finger because he may cut off your finger. It's, it seems like specifically when your life is in danger. Shmad Lev Seichem seems to be the highest point is talking about your life. So it seems the question is does the Isser extend to a case where he's going to cause you to be impotent? As if it's not exactly just cutting off your finger, but it's not killing you either. So the question is will the Isser of, will this Isser of Shmiras HaNefesh extend to putting yourself in a situation where it's there's potential for you to become impotent and to be removed from being able to be molded, which is building Kali Yisrael. It cuts your life off insofar as Peruvu, insofar as the building of Kali Yisrael. I mean, it's not just, it's because of, I say it's because of that, because of being molded, it's not just because the difference in the Aver because it hurts or whatever, it's because the molded is, in terms of your role insofar as the klal. And it's cutting off your, sure, you will live, but your, so to speak, your zera won't live on, and you're being cut off insofar as Kali Yisrael is concerned. The question is, I'm not sure if it's in general, does the halacha of Shmiras Nefesh apply to that realm, or is it, maybe it does, but the question is there an Isser in the, you know, does it result in this, in the Isser in this case? I mean, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not the sugya of Shmiras Nefesh, but I just think that's wherein the question lies. Does this Isser of Shmiras Nefesh extend, the Isser of putting yourself in a situation where your life is in danger, extend to where your Zera is in danger, or your ability to be propagate Kali Yisrael is in danger? Or you say no. It's only when it comes to your life, when your life's on the line, then you have that answer. But insofar as it's just your zera, then you don't have that answer. I mean, so it's not a matter of chashash. It's a question is, yeah, everyone agrees it's a chashash. How many chashash are more or less? I mean, why not? It's the same chashash. And it seems like if you say it's according to chashash, you can't machlok. So presumably, everyone agrees there is a chashash. But just because there's a chashash doesn't mean it's definitely happening. I mean, if you know the guy has a history of doing it, I certainly think he can't do it. You know, I'd definitely advise against it. But the question is, but here there is a chashash, but a chashash is maybe. But maybe when it comes to your life, you're not allowed to say maybe. When it comes to the question is, what about when it comes to this? Are you allowed to say maybe when it comes to this, or does that come under the sort of Shmiras HaNefesh? Yes.
So you're extending Chris Shivcha is saying that's another form of Shmiras HaNefesh?
Yes, I'm saying part of the coming of the. I don't know how exactly it would come in, but I'd say right. The Shmiras HaNefesh include the your nefesh vis-a-vis being able to be molded, being able to be a Klal Yisrael. You know, Shmuel Nosh Seichem doesn't right. Like for instance, like I heard one time someone say, it's like is your Shmiras HaNefesh by your soul? Like let's say a person like a Tzolos Nefashos or something. Like if a person's soul is in danger, they're going to some college or what, I don't know, something like that, you know. So you don't say, of course it's Shmiras. You can say a Tzolos Nefashos for someone's physical body, certainly for his soul, I mean it's only reasonable. The Shmiras HaNefesh applies Kol Shekein to a person's soul. So Shmiras HaNefesh doesn't literally, I mean of course primarily it means your life. You know, your physical life, but you could extend it to your ability to be part of building, be a part of Kali Yisrael and being able to be molded. You could extend it that far. I mean, I don't think you can extend it to your finger, but the question is, will you extend it to this? And I'm just throwing it out. I mean, again, to really do justice, you have to get into the sugyas of Shmuel Nosh Seichem. But I think it's a good, you know, it's a good area. It sounds like in this area is where in the machlokas lies, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's not even on the sugya, as opposed to just leaving it like a factual thing. Choshesh, not choshesh, just, you know, in passing, I think it's a good svar, you know. Okay, any questions? Okay, next. So that's okay. Now the Gemara says like this. The sover of Meir avodz kchav lo. So again, so far saying Rav Meir holds, you're not allowed to have a guy do mila to you, even in private, right? A guy simply can never do mila to a Jew. That's the problem. That's the premise. Even when there's a Jew watching. So basically, never. Okay, there's no circumstance that a guy could do mila to a Yisrael. That's the premise. Okay, that's what so far from this price, that's what it seems. There are men who we have a stira. Okay, a stira, another price. It says, Irishain, Barofe Yisrael, Vishbarofe Kusi, Barofe Avachav, and Siavatown. That there's no moel rofe, so I guess that was the moel. It was a medical procedure. You have no Jewish guy who could do it, and you have a kusi who could do it or a guy who could do it. Okay, so kusim were like they were Jews who took on this like avodah zarah. guy is Rosh Hargrizim, and they Rashi tells you, know, this. They basically they're involved in Avodah Zarah, okay? But they're like a split off of the Jews. It's a question whether they're Gerim, MS Gerim. I think they're Gerim. So the question is, what's that?
They were
forced Gerim. It's a whole question of what their status is and why they did the Gerus or whatever. But essentially, the point is that the difference for the purpose of this discussion is going to be is that a guy basically doesn't do. Let's see Rashi. So what does he say? He says, so let's say, so when you have this town, so the mayor says that you should have a guy do it and not a kusi. Okay? Let a guy do it, not a kusi. Divra mayor. And Rashi explains. Yimel olik chavim. So a goy basically is not going to do mila l'shem avodah zarah, because what a goy l'shem avodah zarah does mila. It's not a idolatrous practice to do mila. Okay, maybe nowadays it is, I don't know, whatever. But it's saying is that in those times there was no idolatrous practice l'shem avodah zarah, so you don't have to worry that the goyish doctor is going to do it l'shem avodah zarah. There's no issue like that. There's no concern like that. He'll do it. L'shem whatever. He's not gonna do L'shem Avodah Zarah. But Alya Malkusi Shamal L'shem the most Yonah Shematzib Rosh Hagrizim Rovdim L'Avodah Umalas B'nei L'shem Yonazil. So basically, they had some sort of a form of a Yonah, of a dove that they used to. They found Tahagriz and they worshipped it. And I guess they would do Mila to that Dmus. And I was like, since they had this affiliation with Jews, they did Mila. But they weren't being Oved Hashem, they were being Oved this Avodah Zarah. So therefore, by Yakusi, you have a chashash, or you're assuming that they're going to do it l'shem, not l'shem Hashem, but l'shem this Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you can't have a kusi do it, because he's going to do it l'shem Avodah Zarah, but you could have a guy do it, because he's not going to do l'shem Avodah Zarah. Right away, you have a problem. Because this is Rav Meir, you just told me you're never allowed to have a guy do Mila, because of Sakana. So now Rav Meir is advising you that you should have the guy do it and not have the Yakuzi do it. So yeah, how could the guy do it? Okay. So Rav Yehuda Omer Yimel Kusi Valyum at Oskov. So Rav Yehuda, basically, he's not worried. Okay, he's not worried. Rashi, Kusi Vilova Kov Neshchash Shuchadam. Basically, he's worried about the guy. The guy can't do it because of Shuchadam and problem. But the Kusi, he's not worried about it, and as we'll see later, he doesn't care about it if you have a mind of Shem Vod Zara. He holds you don't need Mila Lishma, there's no idea of what you're thinking in Mila. So basically, it's fine.
Even at this point, the Gemara's concern with the Vod Zara was not that he's doing a mind of Vod Zara, it was that the Mila wouldn't be good because it wasn't
yes.
Lishma.
Right, it seems so.
That's not a concern.
What? That he's
more like giving him a mind of Vod Zara.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's because you're giving him a mind of Vod Zara. No, I don't think so.
In the efficacy of
I think it's in terms of the Mila, yes. And that's what Gemara is going to get into. But basically, so the question is, it turns out you have kind of two things in this Machlokas. So it seems the one issue in the Machlokas is whether you're worried about the Kusi doing the Mila because of a Vol Shem Vol Zara. Another aspect is, are you worried about the guy killing you? Okay, you're worried about the guy killing you, so or doing a Koshapa. So it seems like Rebbeir is not worried. And it seems like Rebbeir is worried, so that's a problem, because before you just told me Rebbeir was worried. So the Gemara says, Epoch, so you're going to have to switch the Shittos. Okay, because this country can switch it, does rather Rameir or Meimah Kusi Velo Chavim. Rameir says, no, Kusi not a guy. Because a guy you're worried about killing. Like, that's Rameir. You don't, Meriam, Chavim Velo Kusi. Okay, so you switch positions. Rameir is Rameir, you have to be switched. Okay, to align Rameir with what we know to be Rameir, that you're always worried about the Sakana, because Shafcha, so basically he must hold that way. So the Gemara says, well, that's not going to work either. Because the Sever of Meir of Chavim Shavim, because according to this, you're saying is there Yehuda holds that you're not worried about a guy killing, and therefore a guy could do it. Right? But the problem is, that there's a separate price, a totally separate reason, that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow a guy to do Mila. Not because of Sakana, but because Allah, that there's a din of bris in Mila, and since Mila is a din of bris, so you have to have someone who's involved in the bris. I mean, we'll get to this later, but someone who's related to the bris somehow, a guy has nothing to do with bris. Don't do this. Pris Avram has nothing to do with the guy. So therefore, a guy is not allowed to do Mila. So you can't say that was Rabbi Yehuda who wasn't worried about a guy killing you, because Rabbi Yehuda holds a guy can't do it anyways, because of a different problem. So it can't be that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, have the guy do it, and not the kusi. Can't be. So either way you go, you're stuck. If you want to say Rav Meir is the one who said a guy could do it, you have a problem because Rav Meir says you're worried about Sakan Safashos. And if you're going to say Rav Yehuda's the one who said a guy could do it, that's a separate problem because not this Brisi Tishmar. You can't do it. So either way you go, you're going to get stuck. Okay? So as the Gemara says, everyone with me? This is a shy say. Olam lo tepach. Really, don't switch it around. And really, it's Rav Meir. It's Rav Meir who said, that the goy can do it, and not a kusi. Aye, the problem is, Rav Meir says, worried about sakana. Why isn't Rav Meir worried about sakana? He says, v'achom ha'iskin, brofei mamcha. It's the chiyasar of Yerudimi, Amar Yochanan, Menchal Rabin Mutter. He says, no, the case is talking about where he's a professional. He's a professional. He's a professional doctor. And if he's going to do anything, Rashi, lo mara nafshe, l'shav yekroshavcha, he's not going to ruin his reputation to make a kroshavcha. And that probably would be the case with modern day. That's probably how you matter modern medicine with Gayim. Because a doctor is not going to put his medical profession on the line in order to make a Jew a kroshavcha. It's not going to do it. So if you have a guy who's a professional, then he has a whole business his whole business on the line, so there's a chazakah that he's not going to, you don't have any chashash. So even though Rav Meir is worried about a particular guy doing milah, but if the case must be talking about where, no, let's assume he's a professional. So if he's a professional, the question is, then Rav Meir is saying is, you don't have to worry about it. So now the only problem is a kusi. I hadn't reviewed it. Apparently, he holds, it's interesting, apparently, Rav Yehuda is saying he can't do it because he's worried about Shvichas Damim. That's interesting. I didn't think about that. But apparently, Rav Yehuda still says he can't do it. Apparently, he's worried. Yeah. Okay, question? Yeah.
Would that have to extend even to in private?
Even in private?
Or would you say then, since nobody knows
know.
You're there?
I don't know. It could be. I mean, I don't know. I'm not
you
sure.
You could just
hide
the body?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, as far as Kurosh Shukha, though, I mean, they'll find out. No matter if it's in private.
Yeah,
no, yeah, but
yeah,
it doesn't
right.
matter.
Kill.
They can kill you and hide you.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if he's got a name to uphold because no one will ever know that you died.
Yeah, but nowadays you wouldn't know.
It's a good question. I mean, I wasn't saying that, but what about Rav Yehuda? So now, you tell me the whole case is talking about where he's an expert. So that's why Rav Meir is not worried about the killing. Right? So therefore he says, let a guy do instead of a kusi. And Rav Yehuda says, no. He says, kusi's fine, but you can't have a guy do it. Why can't you have a guy do it? Oh, but I guess you could say because of Atas Rishi Tishma. That's good, actually.
He still has
it. So Rav Yehuda's going to say it's because of Atas Rishi Tishma. So it all works out. So it's fine. So really, you know, this whole case has nothing to do with medicine. The only issue is, you have a kusi, apparently, you don't have the issue of Atas Rishi Tishma because he's Jewish. So you don't have that issue. You have a separate problem of Avodah Zarah. So if you hold, you need Lashma. That's what Meir holds, you need Lashma. So therefore, you're going to have... So you can't have a kusi do it, but you have a guy do it. But Rav Yehuda doesn't hold by the shema, but he holds out the three tishma, so you have a kusi do it and not a guy. Okay, fine. So it sounds good, but the Gemara is still going to go back the other way again. Okay? So the Gemara says, V'savar Rav Yehuda kusi shardim. And so according to this setup, okay, if you don't follow all the steps of the Gemara, it's fine. Don't get nervous. If you're losing the cheshbon, we'll get back to the svar, it'll be okay. Okay, but is it a sever of Yehuda kusi shabidami? So according to now, you're saying is if Yehuda holds a kusi, could do it, right? Because Rav Meir says that a guy can't do it, and a kusi can't, and it must be Rav Yehuda saying no kusi can. But at Tanya, it doesn't work out. Okay, and here's the important brisa. Okay, this is important. Yisrael malas akusi, the kusi lo yomol Yisrael mevnei shemal shem hagritzim. Divrei Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda openly says, basically, you can't have a kusi do milah because you can do the Shem Avodah Zarah. Okay, so right there is a problem. Right there, you see, the problem is, you see, obviously Rav Yehuda must hold that you can't do it, a kusi can't do it. So the setup which you just had isn't going to work out, and you're going to have to switch back the other way. Okay, but for the time being, let's leave that go. So that's Rav Yehuda holds, that a kusi can't do it because you can do the Shem HaGrisim. Amar lo Rav Yosi v'li yehechan matzinu milah min haTorah l'shma. Where do you ever find there's a halacha of milah? Lishma, milah min haTorah lishma. Where do you ever find that? Elamal v'holich hatzeiv l'mashal. Rather, you could do milah unless he kills him. And it means is that the only issue you're ever worried about is if he'll kill you. There's no issue of lishma. I don't care who does it. There's no problems of what he's going to be thinking. The only issue is sakana. So since Akusi, I guess, isn't going to do it, he's not going to kill you. So therefore, there's no problem. So, but basically, what do you see from this discussion? In this discussion, you see that, first of all, you see what we're going to get to. The issue is there a din of Lashma by Mila? Okay, that's what you see. That's the issue about whether Kusi could do it. Is there a halacha of Lashma by Mila? But in terms of Shagat V'Tayr, the Gemara, you see that basically Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Kusi cannot do it. So you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a guy can't, but a Kusi can. So the preview, the way they worked it out previously, doesn't work out. So my answer is not, Ela Olam Eipach Kedab Chino Meikara. Is it Kashrut here? So really, no, it's back the other way. Really, Rav Meir says he can't do it because of sakana. You can't have a guy do it because of sakana. But you can have a kusi. I'm sorry. Rabbi says you can't have a kuzi because it's a kana, but you could have a kuzi because you're worried, you don't care about lishma. And Rabbi Yehuda says a kuzi can't do it because you're worried about lishma, but a guy could do it. Ah, you have the problem that Rabbi Yehuda says a guy can't do it because atas brisi tishmar. That's a different Rabbi Yehuda. The akashu Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, he the Rabbi Yehuda nesia. It's a different Rabbi Yehuda. The tiny Rabbi Yehuda nesia omer minayin lemila shuvakum shibsul shenam atas brisi tishmar. Okay, so that's a different Rabbi Yehuda. So really, Rabbi Yehuda holds a kusi cannot do it because of mila shma, and a guy can do it. And there's this different guy called Rabbi Yehuda nesia. And he holds a guy can't do it because atas brisi tishmar. So it all works out. Okay, so the cheshbon works out and fine. Okay. So now the Gemara gets into it. Okay, any questions on the cheshbon? Okay, if you got it, go ahead.
I'm preserving the idea that the reconciliation of Rav Meir is the
No, I don't think it's going with that anymore.
No, the opposite.
No, the opposite. Because Rav Meir is basically saying is that you're worried about killing. It's not a case of mumchot. Really, Rav Meir says you're worried about the killing problem, so a guy can't do it. And you're not worried about the lishma problem. Because he doesn't care about Amil Lashma, so Kusi can do it. But Rav Yehuda...
He's about all you, Kusi.
Who's that, Rav Meir?
Yeah,
that's the flip, though. Then they flipped it.
April, no, that's the initial one.
No, it doesn't matter.
Right,
flipping
and
it flipped. So
it's sticking with the flip. It's sticking with the first flip.
Don't try and find it inside.
With the flip. It flipped, then it flipped back, then it flipped again. So right. It's still with the flip.
No point trying to find
the
it
original
inside.
Flip is what it says.
Yeah, the original flip is what it's back. Okay, fine.
So that means Rav Meir holds what?
So Rav Meir holds a guy can't do it because he's worried about killing. But a kusi can because he doesn't care about lishma, and Rav Yehuda cares about lishma, so a kusi cannot do it. But he's not worried about the killing, so therefore a guy
so
could do it.
What?
No, he is not using mumcha. He doesn't care if you have someone watching. He doesn't care about the sakana.
And
also
and
the
case
is
right.
He's not worried about kushafa because someone's watching. Exactly. That was the original machlokas. So are you worried about the kushafa or not?
Okay.
Yeah, like the Rahavim, exactly. So there's two machlokesim going on. It turns out, at the end of the day, you have two machlokesim going on between Rameir and Yehuda. One issue is, are you worried about Sakas Nefa? Are you worried about Kosh Shavcha? Okay, are you worried about Kosh Shavcha? Rameir says you are, and Yehuda says you're not. And that's the issue about whether a guy could do Mila. Okay, that's the issue, we defined that already.
With people watching.
Right, with people watching. And then the other machlokes is about a kusi doing it, which is the question is, are you worried, is there a din of Lishma? Is there a din of Lishma by Mila? If you say there's lishma, then a kusi cannot do it, and that's Rav Yehuda. If you say there's no, because he's going to do lishem v'zar. But if you say that there's no lishma, that's Rav Meir, and therefore a kusi can do it. Okay, therefore a kusi can do it. There's no idea of lishma altogether. So you'll do lishem v'zar. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's going to do lishma. Okay. So that's the machlokas we're going to have to explain. Okay, that's the machlokas we're going to have to explain, and the Gemara explains it a little bit. Okay. So we're almost done with the Gemara. Amar chista might taima de Rav Yehuda. Okay, this is important, I guess, right? So it says, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Because what was Rabbi Yossi's taina in the Braisa was, where do you ever see Mila Lishma? Whoever told you there's a din of Mila Lishma in the Torah, right? That was his argument in the Braisa. So what is Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Where is there Mila Lishma? It's a good question. Where is it? So it says, Dechsev LaHashem Himo. Okay, LaHashem Himo. So what does that mean? So Rashi, LaHashem Himo. The Asa Pesach LaHashem Himol Lachem Kol Zachar. Okay, so it's the two psukim are juxtaposed. So it's saying is Asa Pesach LaHashem. You read it Darish Bay Mila Lishma. You say LaHashem Himol, even though it's the end of one pasuk and the beginning of the next. But you Darish it LaHashem Himol. So that means you need Mila Lishma. Mila has to be LaHashem. Okay. Hilkach kusi pasul. So since it has to be lashem and ini lashma, kusi can't do it. The malsha lo lashma, because he's going to do it not lashma. He's not going to have lashma. He's going to have a mind on the contrary. He's going to have a mind of avodzar. It's not because avodzar per se is not lashma. I mean, you have a requirement of lashem and lashma, and it's not going to be lashma. Avolav kachavim lo mohil ela daited Israel. But the guy is going to do the mila for the purposes of the Jew. Shomer lo mohil vayin lashma. The Jew tells him to do mila. And the Jew knows the Mila is for the purposes of whatever, for the right purposes. So, and he tells the guy to do it. The guy's going to do it for him. And therefore, that's Lashma.
It's a funny thing.
It's funny. It's funny that you can have Lashma like that.
Because it seems like the problem with the Kusi is that he's having the opposite Kavanah.
Right.
But it's not enough just to not have a negative Kavanah.
Right,
you
have to
have
a
positive.
Positive. Right, so you have to have a positive Kavanah. So how does the guy get the positive Kavanah? So Rashi is solving that problem by saying, because you tell him to do it, the Jew tells him to do it, and he's doing it for the Jew. So therefore that's defined as Lashma. If you saw Tosis, Tosis has different solutions to the problem. He basically holds you don't need a positive Kavanah. You just Stam Mila is Lashma.
You want to avoid the other.
Yeah, you want to avoid the negative. He says, when it comes to here, Stam Mila is Lashma. That's his solution. But that's not, clearly not Rashi's idea. Rashi is saying it is Lashma. He's not just saying because Stam Mila is Lashma. He's saying because it is Lashma, because he's doing it for the guy. I mean, we have to take that up. I mean, hopefully, I don't think today, but hopefully we'll take up that issue about that machlok, that Rashi and Tosos. Okay, so you guys didn't prepare that?
Not Tosos.
Okay, fine. But that's a problem in Rashi. It is a problem in Rashi, but it's a detail for our purposes, because the question is, do you need Lashmar or not? One of the questions is, do you need Lashmar or not? After we know whether you need Lashmar or not, the question is going to be, could the guy be Lashma? Or how could the guy be Lashma? But it seems the Gemara is holding, if you need Lashma, you can't have a kusi, but you could have a guy. Okay. So that's learned that from Lahashem Yimal. So then the Gemara asks, Reb Yossi, how does Reb Yossi know that a guy, that a kusi, that you don't need Lashma, that even a kusi could do it? Himal Yimal. Okay, it's a riboy. Like Rashi says, ribuyo. Okay, it's a riboy. So the riboy, himal yimal, means anyone could do mila. That's what it's really like. You should certainly do mila, means it's an extra word. It's saying anyone could do it. There's no halacha of lashma, but it's a riboy to say that basically you could even do it without lashma. Okay? It's funny how he needs a limud. Isn't that funny? If you're telling me, wouldn't you think the burden of proof is on Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah, but the thing is he deals with it weird. He should be using the other limud in a different way. Instead, he has like.
Right. Well, let's say this.
He's saying that the Gemara is funny how the Gemara does.
Let's
just
finish the Gemara, then we'll see this.
He's talking about the Pesach.
Yeah, right. He holds that. But then, once he holds that, we'll just see it inside.
Right.
So
once
it says,
he holds that, say there's no idea.
Yeah, who needs the Himal Yimal for? Just say. Exactly. V'idach, like Siv Lashem Himal, I. So what about I? It says Lashem Himal. So as he can explain that, how can you say anyone can do it? Doesn't Lashem Himal imply you need Lashma? So no, who has Lashem? It says, V'asa Pesach Lashem. Lashem's going on Pesach. It's nothing to do with Mila. So therefore, and then it just says himal, so you do a himal yimal, and therefore it's fine. So therefore, even a kuzi can do it. The idach na'ik say himal yimal. It says the double lashon then implies anything. No divatar lashon adam. You can't learn anything after the double lashon.
According to the sizes of lishma, you should have himal yimal. Just have the fact that there's no raya.
Yes, exactly. My question is that.
That's the point.
Let me just explain the question.
It's good to have a breakdown, but it's also good to have a proof for your side.
Well, let me try the problem first. Let me try the problem. The problem is this: is that the question is what's the given? What's the given here? Is the given that you would... What would you assume if you didn't have any psukim anyway? You assume that you need lishma or you don't need lishma. So I would say, conceptually, I would say, you don't need lishma. But even if you want to say the given is other way, we'll get to that in a second. But it would sound like, logically, the given should be, you don't need lishma. Lishma is like he says, you can't just go around saying lishma. I mean, you need to have a source for lishma. So if the given is that you don't need lishma, so now Rabbi Yehuda has to show where he knows lishma from. He says Lashem Himal, because he learns this pasuk in a funny way, and he says Lashem Himal, do you need lishma? Now Rabbi Yossi basically says, I don't buy it, that's not what the pasuk is talking about, it's talking about Pesach. It's talking about Pesach, so therefore there's no halacha of lishma learned that from there. So now, how does he know you don't need lishma? I mean, how does he know you don't need lishma? You have to show me that you do need lishma. Yeah. Once he rejects Rabbi Yehuda's source for lishma, it would seem there's no room to... There's no room anymore to have to bring a raya. And what do you say? Himo, himo. What do you need himo, himo for? Himo, himo is telling you a reboy. You don't need a reboy. There's no reason to think you need lishma. It is a problem. It's a problem. Right, Gabi, you have the problem?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's.
How can you just reject the limud like that, though?
Which limud?
Lashem?
Lashem. Well, I guess you say it's going on Pesach. I mean, I don't know. You have to be in the world of limudim, but that's apparently you could. Apparently you could. Apparently, hell, that's not what's going on. It's not, you know.
You make a limit like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you make a limit like that, right?
Right, that's the question, but once you do.
Yeah, but that basically.
You're in the Torah.
I don't know. Exactly. So,
basically, you're saying is.
How they made the limit.
Right. So, the more you're asking.
No, I know, but God, you're saying is that. No, but you're just saying, look, there's a system to limit them. So, how do you make a limit like that? Apparently, the system allows for it.
Right.
So, now, once you know there's a system which you don't understand, so why can't there be a machlokas within that system which you don't understand? So presumably there's no focus in that system whether or not you can make this limud or they can't make that limud.
Your question is though, so why you have
yeah limud? Once you don't make the limud, so then that's it, so there's no mila shema, right, period. You don't need a counter limud. Not only don't we know it, do we actually have a proof that you know that's you know
right. And he should have said originally Heicha Matzino, he should have said Matzino.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
And then it's funny. And if you were to tell me, I mean, if you're going to tell me that the premise is you need Milah Lishma, because Milah needs Lishma, let's say that were the premise, and therefore he has to show you Himal Yimal, you don't need Lishma, then why does Rabbi Yehuda need Hashem Himal? Just say simply, of course you need Lishma, you always need Lishma.
You mean Lashem,
Well, either way you go, it doesn't make sense that you have both have a lima teaching the opposite Sfaras. I mean, it has to be a given. With a given. If you didn't have anything, then what do you say? I don't know. I mean, you didn't tell me that you have to have something, what would be the given? Right? Okay. That's a problem, though. That's a question, yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda, in the end, he takes Himal Yimal, he knocks it out because he says it's Lashon Ben Adam.
Yeah, do it Lashon Ben Adam, right. That's the thing in general. Double Lashon, question is, are you Dorish double Lashon? Yeah, I have machlokes a lot of times. You Dorish double Lashon, because you say double Lashon is the way the Torah talks. The Torah talks like that, so you can't have no right to be Dorish. It's stylistic kind of a thing. So the machlokes comes up. I mean, honestly, you could define it, and I define it one time, a different topic, but that's a question. Could you be Dorish a thing which stylistically belongs there, but it is double lashon? So is that you have the right to make a limud based upon that? If the style explains it, but technically it's really extra, but stylistically it makes sense. Does that prevent you from being Dorish or not? You know what I mean? I mean, you can see how you can have a sense about that. You know what I mean? But there's a machlokes. It comes up. There's a machlokes like that. Okay, so that's one problem. One problem is just that question, right? But I guess the more primary question is, what's the deal? What's my focus here, right? And what is the halacha? I mean, that's the more primary. The most primary thing is, what is the halacha of Milah Lishma? And it's right, it says Lashem Yimal, but what is the halacha? What's the svara? What's the idea of? I mean, what is Lishma? I mean, Lishma is just a word, but what's the concept of Lishma? What are they arguing with? What's the idea of Lishma? Is Lishma Kavana? It's funny. How about I the question, mitzvah is kavana or not? It's kavana. You take a look. Do you have to be thinking that it's a shame mitzvah, or you don't have to be thinking that, You have to have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah, or you don't have to have
in
mind.
In terms of the mitzvah of Mila,
yes.
Is the moel doing the mitzvah, or is the guy laying down the mitzvah?
The moel, presumably. Presumably the moel. But the question is, why is he doing it? So the question is what is Lishma, as opposed to Kavana? It's just hard to know, what are these categories, what is it? I mean, it seems like it's not the same thing. Mitzvah Kavana, Mitzvah Kavana is a phenomenon. But we hold, yes, you do need Kavana, you don't need Kavana. But let's say you don't need Kavana. But Lishma is, you have Lishma, the Torah brings it. You have other cases, Lishma you have by Sefer Torah. When you write a Sefer Torah, you have to have in mind the Shem Hashem. When you write the Shem Hashem, you have to have in mind Lishem Hashem, and not Lishem Bozar. When you have the Get, you have Lishma. You have to write the Get, Lishem, the Isha. That has to be the shame, the isha. Yeah, when you're writing the gap. But what is the play? I mean, it's kind of like a basic. What is lishma, and why should you need it by mila?
It kind of fits in Rashi, I think, but maybe lishma is just to do it for the circumcision per se. Meaning you're doing it for the circumcision, and by Oved or Zara, right? He's doing it. The Jew tells him to do circumcision, so he's done it. He did the circumcision, but by Akutsi, he's doing it. Once he's doing it for the Avodah Zarah, it's no longer for circumcision.
Well, it depends what you mean by circumcision. Meaning, circumcision, you mean cutting off the foreskin?
Yeah, just the act of.
The Jew's probably thinking L'shem Hashem. I mean, he's thinking about mitzvahs. He's not just thinking about circumcision. He's thinking about other stuff also. So I mean,
as a doctor in the hospital today when he does the circumcision. That's really just a cut,
Right, so you're right. Circumcision is mamish just a physical cut, but I mean, it seems like a Jew could have you could have other stuff.
Right.
So
the Kusi is having in mind circumcision, l'shem kavodzar, but he's having in mind circumcision also. You know what I mean? Okay. He is having in mind circumcision. Circumcision is just a physical action. So you're you tell me adding stuff is absol, but then the Jew also adds stuff. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to have in mind. I'm just doing it for circumcision. No mitzvah.
Right.
I don't know if I could back this up with a hard definition, but it seems like the difference between the mitzvah sichus kavana and lishma is mitzvah sichus kavana is a basic awareness of the fact that you're doing something. What are you doing right now? Are you aware of what you're doing? Are you just doing a mindless, senseless act?
Right.
Whereas lishma is an idea of what purpose are you engaged in this act for? In other words, I can know what I'm doing, but what am I doing it for?
What are you doing it for?
So maybe you could say that over here the reason, I don't know exactly where to take this, but maybe you could say that the whole question about lishma in this area comes up because of bris, and you can't engage in a bris without having an idea about it. In other words, if I just asked you right now, you're signing a contract, so I could respond to you, yes, I'm aware that I'm signing a contract right now, and I'm not hiking in the mountains. I'm aware of what I'm doing, but if I don't know what the contract is about, that's an entirely different kind of involvement in the signing of that paper.
So you're saying Lashma has to be that I'm thinking that it's Lashem Bres.
Yeah, the idea of Bres, exactly.
You're saying that would have to be part of the Lashma.
Yes.
Fits nicely with Get.
Fits nicely with Get?
Rashi,
well, yeah, because in a Get, that is a contract.
How could a guy do it? That's a question anyways. That's a good question.
I mean, yeah, I don't, I'm not getting into
Rashi. He's not getting into that. He's not worried about it. I mean, the guy question is a separate question. I mean, how could the guy do it anyways is a question. You know, whatever you're going to say, how could the guy do it?
Why, if you say he doesn't need...
Well, you say he needs Lashma. If, according to Shidol, you say so you need Lashma, the guy could do it.
The
answer is because the guy is doing it because what the Jew told him, so whatever the Jew said. The Jew said, Pris, then he's doing it for Pris. I mean, that's what Rashi's saying. I mean, it's not a question on Rashi, how does that work? But that is what Rashi says, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we could ride with it for the time being. I think it's a good idea to just let, you know, let that slide for a little bit. But so you're saying it means L'shem...
A purpose.
Bris.
What is that?
Shame Bris. It's funny how that's like... It's funny, it's like, it's kind of like runs, I mean, I guess we haven't done it yet, but like, Vatas Brisi Tishmar sounds like adding in that that aspect of it. You know what I mean? That says a guy can't do it because Vatas Brisi Tishmar. Like, that's bringing in the bris. Like, for instance, like, Vatsa Pesach L'Hashem Himo. So that, you're saying, like, if you just read the Pasuk, what's the L'Hashem what? What would you say it is? L'Hashem Hashem, it sounds like, right? Doesn't sound like it's just saying L'Hashem Bris. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like it's saying anything about Bris. I mean, you could say,
yeah,
well...
Yeah, the thing is, when you say L'Hashem, in other words, when you do a mitzvah and there's an idea of L'Hashem attached to that, separate from just, again, basic kavanah, so the purpose of that L'Hashem is going to be qualified, but what act you're engaged in. Like, if you're engaged in bringing Bikurim, your L'Hashem is different than if you're doing Mila. Right? Because, I mean, if you do Bikurim, you're thinking Yitzhi Yisrael, you're doing Mila, you're thinking Prisbid Yisrael, I mean, whatever, there's different ideas involved depending on what it is that you're involved in. So L'Hashem is not, like, you can't say, well, it would just be L'Hashem. What does L'Hashem mean? I mean, L'Hashem is going to be tailored to what you're doing. So you said, like to speak loosely, I mean, you say you dedicate this to God, whatever it is. So you're doing a mitzvah. So what is this?
So a mitzvah, presumably you'd have in mind L'Hashem mitzvah. But you're saying here, even if you have in mind L'Hashem mitzvah, I mean, you're telling me it wouldn't be L'Hashem.
I know this because you can be aware, again, like the case of the contract. You can be aware of what it is. I know I'm doing a mitzvah right now. I don't know anything about the mitzvah, but I know right now I'm not biking. I'm doing a mitzvah.
But Dave,
what you're saying is it's a mila shema. If you had in mind l'shem mitzvah mila, so you say you wouldn't be outside, wouldn't be good.
I'm not sure about that. I hear the difference.
Well, unless you dafka had in mind mitzvah.
That is what you're saying. Yeah.
That is what I'm saying. I'm not having thought all the way.
He's very machmir.
Also, mitzvah mila. Sorry.
It seems like if you're saying that by bris,
you could say that, but
You're saying it's a din and bris, then how could the other side possibly maintain that you can engage in a contract without knowing the parties involved?
Yeah, well, then you have to find the machlokas, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
That side just seems impossible after that.
I don't know anything about it. Either way, I would say that's what the idea of Shmaz is supposed to come up.
Well, Lishma, I mean, it sounds like the same type of thing, though. It's just like a more advanced notion of Lishma, of the Kavanah, no? It's like Kavanah is Hashem Mitzvah. So now here, it's not only Hashem Mitzvah, but this Mitzvah is Bris. It's like an advanced form of Kavanah.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Ultra Kavanah.
What about like in Sefer Torah, L'Shma? Shema there, how would you interpret that in this framework?
So like you could be aware of what you're doing again.
Writing
a
Sefer Torah.
You could also have a positive kavana that as you're writing the shame, that this is a specific idea. I'm not referencing any other idea of God.
Well, that's not like a super additive thing like Bris, though. You know, I mean, Bris, as you're saying, is like, it's not just that I'm doing the Mila, but I'm doing it the shame. This other thing called Bris, you know? Like, but in Torah, it seems to be just having in mind L'Shem Torah, you know, L'Shem what you're doing, literally.
No,
you know?
But not L'Shem Hashem.
L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, I think. L'Shem.
Yeah, there's different
L'Shem.
The main one is
L'Shem Sefer Torah. L'Shem Sefer Torah. Or either way, though, it's not like a. It's, if it's L'Shem Sefer Torah, it's not L'Shem Sefer Torah. And if it's right in L'Shem Hashem, it's L'Shem Hashem. I mean, it's not like something extra or added to the thing. It's the shame that I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's not the question. That might be where the machlokas lies, is how extra or intrinsic is the idea of bris to mila? In other words, is it like, this is just like a remez, whatever, in that case, that's the basic structure of it, that's more like an extra thing.
Right.
Or if you say, like, if you have a contract and you shake hands, it's not you have a deal and you shook hands, it's, that's part of the deal. In other words, that's, you know?
It's a little hard, saying the mila isn't a bris anymore. Now it's
no,
just
it
like
is.
A remez to a bris.
The question is, how intrinsic is the idea of bris to a mila?
I know, you're saying then that the mila that we do nowadays, according to one side, isn't a bris, but actually just a remez to a bris.
I don't know what the actual structure is. I'm saying it's more external the way I'm here just describe it, as opposed to being like, intrinsic to it.
It's more quiet.
More syllables.
Right, maybe just to explain your svara. I have a different svara, but just to carry it through, is you could say that the question is what's the relationship of mila to bris to mila? Do you say that it's like an action of bris? Is the action of bris is a mila is an action of bris? So if it's an action of bris, you can't do an action of bris without knowing about the bris, without thinking about the bris, because you said it's an action of, like, entering a covenant. You can't just, it's not, so it can't be by rote. I mean, you can do an action of circumcision without intent, without thinking about it, because it's a physical action. But bris is like a super added element to the thing. So if you say the action is an action of a covenant, so you have to have that in mind. Have that in mind. Or do you say no, is that the action is really mila? But bris is like the function of the thing. By doing a mice of mila, it functions to be machnas you into the bris.
And that explains.
So then you don't have to have a shema. So what do you need a shema for? You just do the action of mila, and the bris, so to speak, becomes mimela. Through you doing the mice of mila, the bris arrives.
That difference would explain the difference in default, which would explain the differences between the drashos. Because
why?
If you're coming in with a svara that it's an action of bris, so then in order to prove otherwise, you need mimo. Right? Whereas if you just say it's a stam thing, so where do you get this idea of lishmas? So you need
you're saying they come in with the svaras, the opposite guy's svaras, and then the pasuk disproves them?
Yeah, in other words, because there's a basic idea of what mila is.
So you mean they're arguing about the basic idea of mila, and then they have a pasuk that sends them to the other basic idea of mila. Each guy has a pasuk, starts out with one idea of misvara, they're arguing what you'd come in with, and they end up at the, they really each hold the other guy's position, is really what mila is. Just one guy's had a, started off with a intuitive idea. So what's the starting point? If you don't have any psukim, what would be the starting point? What's your idea of mila? You don't want to say that. That is what you're saying. Think it through. But,
the guy who uses himo yimo as a reboy is because he's a
I don't understand how you can maintain that somebody's going into a bris without das.
Right. What?
I don't understand how you could say that someone could possibly... I mean, like, if you set it up as bris, you put it into that those frameworks and set it up as a contract, I don't see how you could possibly say that it's ever chal when Sai doesn't have full das. I mean, like, we say that often in any level of contract. If you didn't know to any degree what was going on, it's not a good contract.
I know, but... I'm not sure. It's a good question.
It's also fine. I mean, what's the analogy to the other cases of, like, lishma? I mean, it just seems, like, different.
Yes, it does. Like, it does. It sounds
I can understand, like, when you're bringing a korban, you know, you say, like, flash at more.
Yeah.
The get, it's for, you know, the kasab la, so it has to be for her.
Yeah.
Sefer Torah, you're writing it for Sefer Torah, but what's, like, lashat?
This seems like a different type of an idea. This seems like to be, sure. like, a totally different,
right?
Also, I think it's hard. It sounds different from the normal Shema. I think it's hard to read into the pasuk of Lashem Himo, because this doesn't do with Lashem Himo. This doesn't do with bris. You know, like Vatas Brisi Tishmar, maybe that would be a good pasuk for this. You know what I mean? But that's exactly not the pasuk which is used. The guy who says that it has to be Lashma holds that a guy could do it, and Vatas Brisi Tishmar isn't an issue. Like the bris pasuk is seemingly that Vatas Brisi Tishmar. I mean, this is just Lashem Himo. It sounds like doesn't sound like.
Funny, he doesn't have to respond to that.
Vatas Brisi Tishmar? Well, the Gemara gets into that later. Vatas Brisi Tishmar?
Yeah.
We have to define what Vatas Brisi Tishmar. It says Vatas Brisi Tishmar. It doesn't mean that you have to. It doesn't necessarily mean that a guy can't do it. It's just that's his limud. I mean, the Gemara afterwards is going to get into that. Why a guy can't do it. You know, there's another Gemara, which I hope maybe we'll get to tomorrow. Depends on.
So I want to say a little differently.
Yes.
It's really an idea in Mila. That Mila is a poorly defined action.
Okay.
That what that is, it's a little philosophical, but a subjugation of the taivas.
Okay.
So that...
It's not circumcision. That's not the actual...
What do you mean? I'm defining circumcision. Meaning just the maisa, not insofar as the mitzvah. The maisa would be a subjugation of the taivas. Well,
that's the action.
Yeah, if you were a third party looking at it, that's definitely what he's doing here.
Well, I would have called it the action is called cutting off a foreskin.
Yes.
So I would call it. But you're saying that's not the definition of the action.
That's why I'm going a little into the philosophical.
So you're saying, but that is the definition of the action of Mila, subjugation of the action of subjugation of Taivas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm saying that in and of itself is poorly defined. And insofar as the actual complete idea of a Mila, it has to be, it's poorly defined because it's not pointing out what the subjugation is to.
Correct. Well, it's also, a lot of subjugations of Taivas. I mean, it's just one method. I mean, I can fast. It's also a subjugation of Taivas. You could probably consider most mitzvahs in the Torah to be subjugation of Taivas.
Yeah.
That's not the action. Like, that's not a definition of the action. That's, like, a characteristic of an action. The definition of an action is what you're doing.
No. I'm saying that, whereas other...
This is the ultimate subjugation of Taivas.
Yeah, sort of. No, other mitzvahs are, like... incorporate subjugation of Taivas and cause you to function. That's all this Maisa is. It's a demonstration that the Taivas are subjugated. And that in and of itself is an inappropriate concept until it is Dafka subjugated Lishma. So this mitzvah is lacking without that concept, according to that side. That since this thing is a subjugation of the Taivas, it has to inherent within that demonstrate that I'm subjugating the Taivas in place of Torah, truth, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The other side... Yeah, because, originally you just say that it's just a subjugation, and then once I do that Maisa...
You're saying it's logically problematic to have
Maisa. It's problematic to say, like, I'm dropping my Taivas without giving you something.
You shouldn't need a pasuk to teach you that, then that should just be automatically. It has to be Lashem, otherwise it can't be a subjugation of Taivas.
I'll explain the other side first.
Okay, fine.
Whereas the other side maintains that the subjugation of the Taivas is a placement of Torah. Once you've placed that down, that is the way of Torah. So once you do, once you've subjugated the Taivas, that immediately puts in place Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, and truth.
So is that a philosophical question about whether you could subjugate Taivas without Torah? Sounds like a
philosophical.
It's a question as to whether or not that demonstration is lack. Everyone maintains that if you were to subjugate the Taivas, what would be there is the Torah. Once I maintain that inherent within the action, that must be done.
Right. Okay, I think it's the starting point, the philosophical point. I mean, it sounds like,
I don't know if that makes sense, but I was just thinking, like, in terms of, like, Lishma by Sefer Torah, right? So it seems like certain mitzvos, like the action that you're doing, like, exists in reality. It's not, like, purely just, like, a halakhic idea, right? Like, Mila, that does exist in reality. It could be a medical procedure, whatever, right? Yes. So, like, by Sefer Torah, I mean, I don't know the whole idea of Ibud Lishma there, but it seems like you could just be, like, recording, like, a document, right? But the idea of Lishma by Sefer Torah, it shows you that, in other words, there has to be, like, a certain das on the part of the sofer or whatever to qualify the thing as a halakhic entity.
Right.
So there he has Lishma of that it's, you know, Lishem Sefer Torah, right?
Okay.
So it seems like, right, for the problem, so you have a similar problem by Mila, because, like, it does exist in reality. There's an idea of, like, just circumcision, like, stam, right? Yeah. So how does a thing get like a halachic quality?
Right.
So it seems like doing it l'shem Hashem, that qualifies the action with a certain, it gives it like a certain halachic quality, right?
Right.
Because if you can't just say, oh, I'm doing it l'shem Mila, because Mila itself exists in reality.
Right.
In other words, when you're writing a sefer Torah, a sefer Torah is not an entity in reality.
Belong a shofar or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that exists in reality. Belong to music.
Right.
I mean, to say that, I would have said that is the question of Mitzvah Tzitzit Kavana.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when I do a mitzvah, every mitzvah, I mean, it's picking up a lulav, I'm picking up a palm branch, you know what I mean? Blowing a shofar, you know what I mean?
and working on all the other cases.
You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds like that you can say it by every mitzvah, it would seem. That's the idea. Make what makes it into mitzvah is your das.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True,
I don't see why not. Why is it blowing a shofar? Why is it blowing a shofar? It's playing a musical instrument.
Right.
I don't think you're going to see it in a jazz band or anything.
Right.
But it is.
And we say the table shoe is good.
Yeah, well, that's the question.
Say
well,
you're right.
I'm
making this is like taking a stance on that issue of mitzvah.
Yeah, well, that's the question. Is this a problem? Is, yeah, like, right. Is this the old question of mitzvah kavana? I mean, you don't want to say that.
Right.
But it sounds like it, you know? I mean, or it certainly isn't. I mean, but, you know what I mean? Like, what is the difference? You know I mean? What. I mean, presumably you could have this machlokas anyways.
Right.
You know?
Maybe I should make it more general then, because, yeah, I don't know if those particulars are going to work out. But it just seems like lishma always has to be, like, in the maisa that you're doing, right? Like, you're qualifying the maisa in a certain way, like ksivas sefer Torah or ksivas get, whatever it is. Fine. So it seems like, I mean, that's the question here. Is there really, like, an idea of, like, a formal maisa here? Or is it just, like, mila simply is, like, removing, like, the state of arelis?
Oh, I understand.
Right, in other words, like, who is it that holds, you don't need Lishma? Rebbe Meir?
No,
Rebbe Yossi. Right. It seems like he's holding, like, Hecha Matzino means, like, there's no idea of the Maisa. Like, the Maisa is just removing the,
to make a
the state of Arelis. What's that?
Did you see make a bracha?
Yeah, but it's all mitzvahs mila.
I think it's hard. I mean, I hear what you're saying, the logical. It's hard to say that there's no Maisa Mitzvah Mila. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see this warranting that there's no Maisa Mitzvah Mila. You know what I mean? It's because you can't say, you can't explain why you don't need Lishma, and the only way to explain why you don't need Lishma is because there's no, you know what I mean? Like, the move, the burden of proof, and the guy who should be making the move is the guy who says Lishma. You know, you're like saying is, the premise is you need Lishma, and the only way to explain why you don't is because it's not even a Maisa Mitzvah. You know what I mean?
Right. It's not really just explaining, like, just the fundamental idea, like, what is Lishma?
Yeah, what's Lishma? You're saying the given is, of course you need Lishma. You know, and it must be the other guy holds it, because it's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah don't always need Lishma.
No, I really just not explain that.
Okay, anyone else?
I thought it was with you.
Okay.
In Queens.
So here's our thing. See, when it seems like Lishma, you have Lishma, like by Gad, by Sefer Torah, I mean, it seems like that you're dealing there where the Maisa is, like, trying to create a Chafetz. Okay? Like, you're trying, like, writing a Sefer Torah. It's not just an action of writing. The writing is trying to create, a chafetz should emerge from the writing. A chafetz of a Sefer Torah, or a chafetz of a Shem Hashem, of an Azkara.
That's
what? Hold on. Yeah. For instance, like when I'm writing a get, I'm not just writing a document, I'm trying to, chafetz shel get should emerge. Right? I mean, I wouldn't say that when I'm blowing shofar. I'm blowing shofar, I'm not creating a chafetz. Just blowing shofar. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. I mean, it's true, I'm hearing the thing, but, you know, take a lulav. There's no chafetza which is emerging. You're not creating anything. You're doing an action. So the question is this an action of mitzvah? Is it not an action of mitzvah? That's a question of kavanah. It's just kavanah. But here,
you would say
even
when you cut a shofar, that's making a chafetza mitzvah.
When you cut it,
that's not the mitzvah.
No, that's not the mitzvah.
What about
then? You're just making a musical instrument.
The
like
mitzvah
a
is to make the chafetza.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that is the mitzvah, but that is like I don't think there's a mitzvah to write a get, but. Whereas you're trying, when there's writing, you want a chafetza to emerge. When you're trying to create a chafetza, you want an action to create a chafetza, so you have to have that in mind, because otherwise it's just an action.
So
but for the chafetza to emerge.
Cutting a shofar produces a shofar.
Cutting a shofar is just a musical instrument. The shofar is a musical instrument. Same thing as cutting a trumpet.
What about like
and blowing a shofar is just the Maisa Mitzvah. You did the Maisa Mitzvah. Taking Lulu, you did the Maisa Mitzvah. You don't have to. What I'm saying, the Shema is like writing. You don't want it just to write it. You want to create a halachic entity called Sefer Torah. Just because you write down a bunch of words doesn't mean it's
like
a halachic entity.
So if I ground up Ketores for the Mikdash, which is that more like? Is that like writing Sefer Torah?
If I had what?
Ground up Ketores for the Mikdash.
There's no. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, you can go into there. Every
but
Sunday, I'm
probably
doing it.
I'm not asking
about
Ketores. I'm just trying to make sure I understand the category.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I don't know about the Ketores. I don't know if there's like a halachic entity of you know what I mean.
Okay,
I'm just saying is that that's why I think there's a lishma means that I want this entity to emerge as a certain kind of an entity. Like it has to be a haggat of get hargat. It's not just writing down a bunch of words. So the lishma is lishem that entity. Or like you have like I don't know if there's like lishem it's a sittis. You know lishem it's a sittis. You're not just tying knots, but you want a certain type of an entity to emerge. So in order for an entity to emerge, it can't simply erase it from just being an action. You have to have in mind that this action is creating a certain kind of an entity. Okay? It just seems to me that if you just look at Lishma, it seems like there's different things. The mitzvah's come out is the Maisa mitzvah, you know? It's what makes it into a Maisa mitzvah. So Lishma seems to be a din of creating an entity. Lishame that entity. You're doing this action, Lishame that entity. So it's not just the Ibud. I'm not just making a parchment, I'm making a Sefer Torah parchment, certain kind of an entity. So I have to, I'm not just tanning, I'm making a parchment. Okay? So it seems like that's an idea of Lishma. Now, what's the chafta that you're making in Mila? Okay, what's the chafta that you're making in Mila? So here's a, this sounds a little funny, but a certain kind of a gabra. Okay? It's funny, the word chafta, that's why the Breska term is something that's complicated. But because it's a chafta, the gabra is the chafta. But what you're trying to do is you're creating a certain type of a person. Mila is not just an action of cutting off a foreskin, but you're creating a gabra. Okay, you're creating a gabra of a mal. There's a certain kind of a gabra of a mal. So it's a sort of a guy who reflects kedusha, whatever ideas are a mal. But there's a new, a person who is me. Like you see, for instance, by Pesach, chol arel lo yochal bo. You see, there's a different gabra. A guy who doesn't have mila is an arel, and a guy who does have mila is a mal. So it's not just a physical action that he has a sort of, that he has a, you know, he has a foreskin or not, but the it creates a shame in the gabra, and this action has to be creating, it's creating a type of a gabra. I'm calling that the chafta, because, you know, the idea is you're creating something. It's not just an action. It's not in terms of mitzvahs mila. The question here is in terms of mitzvahs, the mitzvah mitzvah mila. But mila is, creates, a mila is, has to create a shame in the gabra. So that's the idea of lishma, of lashem, means it's like, and what's lashem? It's like the gabra is like a gabra who is like lashem lashem. Like that's the idea. So like your taivas are subjugated, and your life is like is Hashem. That's the idea of this. So Hashem is the kind of a gabra. It's a gabra who is designated not l'shem as taivas, but l'shem Hashem. You know, that's like it's kedusha. That's a mila's kedusha. So the l'shma is what?
It's a kavana that necessary to create that thing.
Right. That you're right. So the intent, the l'shma, and the intent is necessary in order for the Mila to be able to define the Gavra as being a Gavra is a Mal, is Lashem, that's what he needed. That's what he's saying
right.
Is he needed.
So
need
if the guy like was born without an RL, you wouldn't say he's a Mal, according to
correct. That's why there's an institution called the Tufas Dam Bresh.
Right, exactly. Right.
You're born without an RL, you're not a Mal. Right. There's an idea of Mila is creating a kind of a Gavra of a Mal. Creating a Mal. Now, the thing is, fine. Now, So that's one side. That's the side who says that. That's what he's saying is Hima, you know, Lashem, Vasimas Lashem, Hima. That's how the action. In order to take it from being an action of circumcision to being an action which defines the Gavra, and as a certain product of this action, you need intent. You need intent for it to do that. Okay? The other side says Himal Yimal. Okay? Himal Yimal. Because he sees the problem is the other side is dealing with the same problem. The other side knows the same thing. Is that Mila is that. He can't deny that there's a kind of a Gavra of Mila.
Pesach,
he agrees with that. What?
Pesach.
Yeah, from Pesach, you see that. I mean, yeah, there's an idea of a Mal. There's an idea of a Mal. Right, you see by Pesach, by the Pesach, by Rechol Ar Yochaba. So the question is, so how does he deal with that problem? I mean, he can't just say there's no idea of Lishma. I mean, there's a concept in Mila, that's what Mila is doing. The Maisa Mitzvah of Mila is rendering a certain kind of a Gavra. Now, how does this physical action do that? You know what I mean? So he holds, Himal Yimal means he holds, it's intrinsic in the Maisa. The Maisa itself, Himal Mila, it's like I was saying, the Maisa Mitzvah of Mila itself is an action of circumcision, of removing the foreskin, because of the nature of the action. It's like diminishing the taivas or whatever properties. The action itself isn't just a normal action. That action itself is creating a certain kind of a gavra. Because the action, a guy with the foreskin is a guy whose taivas are, are higher, and a guy without one is, you know, his taivas are diminished, and the action itself is an action. That's what I'm saying. A himal yimal means you don't have to define it from without through das, but the action intrinsically is defined as an action of qualifying the individual. I mean, so does the action, in order for the action to define, that's why you definitely need a pasuk. The question is, how does the action qualify the person? Is it through the Lashem, through the intent of the Gavra of the Moel? That defines the action as one which is creating a Gavra of Moel? Or do you say that the Mila itself is halachically capable of defining? And because of the nature of the action, right, if you were just doing a random action of cutting a guy's finger and saying that was defining him as a Lashem Hashem, then how does that have anything to do with it? But Mila, the very nature of the action is one, which is an action of rendering him a certain kind of a guy. He's now, it's affecting his person. His very, nature has changed.
The fact that you did a mice to change him.
To change him in a way which is Lashem, in a way where his titles are diminished, and therefore he's now a Roy for Lashem to a different degree.
So what would you say about it? According to the Shita, let's say a guy was born without an Arl. So then he doesn't have a Maisa.
I don't know. It's a good question. But stuff is dumb, breast. Maybe I say it to you, not if dumb. I don't know.
Why does he need the pasuk? If you mean, it sounds logical. Like from what you're saying, that just it's intrinsic to the maisa that it removes the.
Well, I'm saying it's no. You're right, but I'm just saying it's like it's true. It has a property of
right.
But I don't think you say halachically.
You need a pasuk.
You need a pasuk to tell you that the maisa is one that will. That will make it which will define him as to say an action has the ability to create an entity, a certain kind of a guy. You have to have a source for that. You know what I mean? So in other words, if for instance, if he left off without a pasuk, then you would have thought that he doesn't hold by this idea that Mila is defining the guy. You know what I mean? He says he doesn't hold by that idea that has to be Lashem. That's not true. He also agrees with that. So now. But he doesn't just hold you don't need it, he holds it as a different method.
Right.
It's the method is not through the das of the moel, but it's through the character of the activity itself. So they both have that same premise that the action has to be defined. The guy, the question is, what's the method? Is the method Lashem, or is the
through das,
or is the method through the riboy is underscoring the maisa. Himo yimo means any mila. Mila itself is like it's a riboy. Showing you that the mila itself, the maisa mila itself is more than just a normal maisa. Is that himo? You say do mila, do a circumcise. Himo himo is like underscoring the maisa as a significance. It's like telling you that any maisa mila is will qualify for the objective of mila. You know what I mean? But that's why they both have to have psukim in order to because they're both having to create a positive ideal which wouldn't be there without a source. You know what I mean?
How are you saying that lishma is something that should exist when we're creating a chafza?
What I'm saying is that when you have an action, in order for the action, an action is just an activity. So in order for the activity to create a conceptual, to go beyond the momentary, actions are, so to speak, are fleeting. You did an action, it's over. But in order for that action to create a halachic entity, if you want this action to be a creator of a chatzah, of something which has kiyam after it, so you have to impute that into the action. The action has to have that's a new characteristic of an action.
Why must that be? Meaning like, I can build an entire house without having in mind that I'm building a house, and the house will still be there.
Yeah, that's true, but I guess because the house is like a physical object. So
yeah, and in the end, this is going to be a Torah
it's
or
a conceptual
get
identity.
Or
no, it's a conceptual entity. It's a conceptual entity, that's what I say, it's a conceptual entity. So in order for the conceptual entity to emerge, you have to, like, me, you're right, if Sefer Torah were just a physical object, then you're right, you don't have to do it, it's there. But Sefer Torah is a halachic object, it's a conceptual object. So therefore, you have to, it's Kedusha Sefer Torah, you know what I mean? It's a different kind of an object. It's a Shem Hashem, it's Kedusha Zaskaros. A get is a halachic entity. It's not just a bunch of paper which has a lot of words on it. It's an entity which is har get. A gavra mamal isn't just a guy who doesn't have a foreskin. It's a positive identity of the guy. So in order for the physical action to be able to produce a conceptual identity in the thing, you have to
have a conceptual component.
Have that idea in your mind when you're doing it. Well, unless you'd say that the action is such that it's a specialized activity where that's its very nature is producing that kind of a guy. You know what I mean? But normal actions, physical actions, surgeries don't produce kind of guys. They're just actions.
That second side then seems a little hard because we are maintaining, even he is maintaining that there's a conceptual state within the Gavra. So, and the entire thrust
of
the other seems to be when there's conceptual.
But he's saying that the Torah designed the Mila and was Koveya in the Maisa Mila itself, that this is not an ordinary physical action, but this action engenders a type of a Gavra. This action is different than ordinary action. This action is really creating a certain kind of, that's what it's doing. It's not just cutting off skin, but it is really rendering him a certain kind of a guy. So it's intrinsic in the Torah defined it intrinsic in the thing that it has that property, that it makes him that kind of a guy. Yeah.
The thing I don't understand is on the flip side. In other words, let's take it in the side of himo yimo, right? Yes. Just for a second. So we're saying that what would be if he didn't have himo yimo?
Yes.
So then we would say they both starting with the premise that you're creating a new entity.
No, you'd say then you would have learned the machlokas because you're not creating a new entity. The question is, are you creating an entity or not, or is Mila just an entity?
No, but we're saying so far as why he does need the puzzle because right. since they both started with that premise, if he
so you knocked out Lashem, so you say, well, so how does it happen?
Right. So how does so how do you know that you such another method works that exists?
Right. Where's the
so
method?
That's the puzzle.
Right. The puzzle.
What, on the other side, what would you say for that? In other words, according to the guy who says Hal Hashem, right? So he knows you're creating an entity, and if he didn't have the pasuk Hal Hashem, he would think what? That the kavana lishma would not work. Like, is that what he needs the pasuk for? Why does he need a pasuk? Just to teach him the idea that you are creating an entity, or is it also teaching him that the method of kavana lishma is works?
You just said himal yimal. If he rejected himal yimal.
He rejected himal yimal because he lashem b'nei adam. Right? But he didn't have Hal Hashem.
Right. That's question. Let me think about that.
Who didn't have
Hal Hashem? He's saying if you just had Yimol Yimol, and you didn't have Hal Hashem, then what would you say?
Well, I don't understand. Who has that case?
I'm saying that's why he needs Lashem. Because why didn't you have it? Why do you have to have anything?
Yeah.
But I guess it's saying is if you're saying that there's a positive method of doing it, Torah has to define the method.
Yeah, I thought
defining the method.
Come on, no. We know is there a defined method by Ksiva Sefer Torah?
You have a pasuk that teaches you need
Lashem. That you need Lashem, and that you're telling me that pasuk not only teaching me that I'm creating an entity, but it's also teaching me that a valid method for doing so is kavana. That I wouldn't have known that such a method was.
Well, maybe it's teaching you that you're creating an entity, though. Maybe it's teaching you that you're creating an entity.
Okay, so you want to say that's what Lashem teaches.
The action is creating the entity.
So then what was your starting point?
Starting point, if you didn't have anything, you'd say is that an Arel is a guy who doesn't have Mila, or an Amal is a guy who has Mila, an Arel is a guy who doesn't have Mila.
So why does he think I go for either Drush then? I don't understand. You have to have a starting point.
The question is, what's the method? What's the method of? No, the Torah's there's definitely they both agree that the Torah is teaching you that RL is that it's that Mila create is the action itself is created.
Did they know that before or after they looked at the Pesukim?
Before or after? I don't know. They didn't. I'm not sure about that. Before or after? I guess. I don't know if they knew it. That's the historical question.
I'm saying conceptually. In other words,
conceptually, you don't know it. You don't know it. Conceptually, you're not really saying you'd say that it's just an action.
You're not creating it. So you're saying the guy who says Lashem is getting that you are creating something.
Right? Everyone says you're creating something once Lashem comes out.
It doesn't seem stubborn to me to say that it is also like.
Lashem is telling you need to have in mind Lashem. And the concept is because Lashem is. Defining him
maybe this is just a purely semantical point, but it seems to me like on the side of himu yimo, what's the chiddush of himu yimo is that given that we need to create an entity, the chiddush is that the following method will work to do that. It seems to me like the chiddush of Hashem is not that the method of kavana lishma will work to make this a new entity. It's just teaching you that this thing needs to be made a new entity.
Well, it could be that Mila is also telling you that, and Mila could be the himu yimo also is telling you that that you need to create that the Mila has an aspect beyond just the physical activity. And that aspect is that it's that the Mila is more than just the action. The Mila is because.
So you're getting the idea that if you didn't have Lashem, you wouldn't have known that Kavana worked, or would you have not known both that there's such a thing as creating an entity and
you wouldn't know there's an idea of creating an entity. You
that's what you
know that you
not the
know
idea
that.
Of the method.
No, you
once you know
that
there's something creating an entity, you know that this is a natural method. Kavana.
I would think so.
Right, okay, I would think so also.
I'm not sure, but I would think so.
I think in turn David's problem into a question, though, because according to the second side, there's no nafkamina for bringing this down. Why does the puzzle go out of its way to teach this when we could just say it's just an action and it really be a din in the gabra, but nobody ever knows that, but it doesn't change the way we do things. Because there's no nafkamina, so who cares?
You're saying stop. What do you need the pasuk to teach me that?
Yeah, he shouldn't come around to have that extra limud because that's just a conceptual point. There's no nafkamina.
Yeah, what about the type?
He
of
could have just left it as an action. It's true, we would have missed out on this great idea, but
maybe the mountain all the mahal. Maybe that idea that if a guy is null and mahal. I mean, I'm not in that sugya, but let's say a guy's born without a mila.
So if you say it's without a foreskin.
Without an aural, right.
Without a foreskin. So if you'd say that it's just a matter of saving the person, you know, fine. But if you say there's a mesa which is creating the din of a mut, you know. So now how does he create it? There's a shame in the gavra. How does he get that shame?
Because he can't do the mesa.
You have to have some sort of a backup mesa to do it, which has, you know.
Which is really more kavana than a maisa, because it's, I mean, you have to have a maisa to make the kavana be chal on something, but it's not the maisa which is doing it; it's the kavana.
I think the only way that that sugi even becomes a question at all is if you start learning like gavra. If you were to not have these sukkim at all, you would just immediately say maisa. Yeah. So the more we say to this guy, we don't do the maisa on him. Yeah. But is he lacking at all? Yeah. No, we have no concept of
you
that.
You would say that, but since that the Torah didn't want that to be the halacha, the Torah wanted
because
to
in the end that guy has a different status.
Yeah, because there is a status. Saying is it could be that's why the Torah. To tell you that there is
so that goes to this thing.
I mean, again, I'm just speculating because I mean, I don't know where you know, no, you know, I mean, we're not in that sugya.
But I was just wondering what you were getting from Lashem. I mean,
two balls.